Hello from Plano, Texas, Water of Life Ministries, with Doyle Davidson, apostle and prophet, and all the Water of Life singers, ministers of the power of God. Came to Plano in 1980, 33 years ago. We came not in word only, but with power. We talked about that last night. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. Paul said he didn't come to the Thessalonians in word only, but power. I didn't come to Plano in 1980 in word only, but with power. Amen. We have been ministering health care to the world, United States, since 1980, and the world since 1992. Amen. It's free of charge. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to have an exemption. It won't cost you anything. It's free. All you have to do is believe the gospel that I preach, the power that I minister. You'll be healed. Your devils will go out. Thank God. Lepers will be set free. Amen. 33 years in Plano. Ministry, free health care. Amen. Won't cost you a dime. Thank God. So, we're going to continue on tonight. And then, Bob Carpenter is going to be reading the second chapter of 1 Thessalonians. So, Bob, could we continue on?
Verse 1. For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain.
Oh, is that nice? Plano, America, the world, my entrance unto you was not in vain. Next.
Verse 2. But even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention.
You know, Bob, I've been shamefully treated in Plano, right, and South Bend, in Tulsa, in Joplin, in Anaheim, in Houston, in Indianapolis, in Milwaukee, in Nashville, Lafayette, Louisiana. Lord. Yeah. But you know what? What does it say Paul was? What did he do?
He was bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention.
Oh, and that's what I've done. I've been bold speaking the gospel of Jehovah with much contention. And though I have not backed up, and I won't.
Next. 3. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile.
Exhortation was not of what?
Deceit.
Oh. I wonder why Brother Paul would say that. Well, let me tell you why I'm going to say it. Because we got scores of preachers in America. Scores. Preaching deceit. Preaching deceit, if you'll give to this ministry, we can get, I don't want to say it. Let's move on.
Verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel.
Allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. But you know, God allowed me and he put me in trust with this gospel.
Amen.
And did you know, God trusts me, Bob. But you know, there's a bunch of people in Plano that don't and didn't. There's a bunch of people in America that didn't, and they don't trust me. They think that I do something crazy, you know? Yeah, but God trusts me. You know, and Bob, you know what keeps me going? God. Amen. But if God trusts me, why would I care what you thought? Amen. And which God are you? Oh, are there some wicked women? Wicked women in America that have taught people not to trust me. Taught people not to trust me. But God trusts me.
Amen.
Oh, Terry, did you know God trusts me? Is this you?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, God trusts me.
Yes.
Katie, did you know God trusts me?
Yes, he does.
Oh.
With a lot.
Quite a few acres.
Yeah.
Amen. How about that, Candace? You know God trusts me, right?
Yes, I do.
You've watched it. Treasure for a dozen years. Is that enough?
A little more.
A little more, amen. Yeah. God trusts me with millions of dollars. Candace knows she's been a treasure. She's kept records. Amen. Isn't that great that God would trust me with his money?
Amen.
Next.
But as we're allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts.
That's why God trusts me with the gospel, not pleasing men. No, not pleasing men. But God tried my heart. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said this gospel would be preached and then the end would come. Did you know today, Daniel chapter 7 verse 4 and Daniel 11 verse 20 is being fulfilled right in front of us. Right in front of us. He that had ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Next.
Verse 5. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness.
What are the last three words?
God is witness.
Is with me. God is with me. Four words. Neither at any time did I use flattering words or a cloak of covetousness, because God is with me. Did I get that close?
God is witness.
A witness?
Witness.
Better. Glory. God's my witness. Hello, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory. You know, July 20, 1980, I stood behind a pulpit up here, and I prayed, and I said, God, manifest to us all this day, manifest to us all this day. It's on my website, and all may see, and all may know. And a baby dove showed up in front of my Cadillac. Amen. That was the third visitation that God visited me and said, a son will come forth out of your loins. And his name is John. Amen. You say, when's that happen? Oh, you know. Are we ready to go on, Bob?
Verse 6. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ.
Burdensome as apostles of Christ? Might have been. But what did he say?
But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children.
Yeah. You know, I was a hospital corpsman.
Right.
U.S. Navy, 4 years, Korean War.
Amen.
You know, I took care of all kinds of sicknesses, all kinds of illnesses, paraplegics, quadriplegics, pneumonias, tuberculosis, all kinds of venereal diseases, broken bones, broken arms, legs, their bones. Got in bed, took care of Ball, unconscious, took care of a man named Terrell that was unconscious for 14 months when I left the war. Took care, cared for him. So I know what it means to take care of the sick. And I know what it means to take care of the sick sheep. God's people. Next.
8. So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us.
Yes. I've imparted the gospel to you, and yes, I've given you some of my soul. Thank God. And it's because that you are dear to me. And that is a fact. Oh, you don't know what this man has done helping sick people. Sick people. Dying people. Of all kinds. And that's why when God sent me and ordained me in 1980 with the anointing of the gospel and to go to the whole world. And when you go, say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Yes. And God sent me with that message. And I've never failed to preach it, never denied it. I've suffered great persecution from the so-called body of Christ, the preachers of America, television preachers, television as station owners kicked me off. Because they said, you don't fit into our program, into our purpose. I mean, right here in Dallas and Fort Worth, they were really nice, Bob. You know, crooks can be nice, you know?
That's right.
And they wrote me a nice letter. Brother Doyle, you're program does not fit in to what our television purposes are. So we're asking you, no, we're telling you that your program will not be renewed after 2 weeks. Oh, they were gracious, you know. Why, yeah. But you know, before God, you know what they are? Thieves.
Yes.
Thieves, robbers. And you think you'll get away with that? Kicking God's servant off of your TV broadcast program, and he paid in advance every broadcast he ever aired on your program, on your station. Paid in advance. Next.
Verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God.
That's what I've done. Labored night and day. Never did you not pass a plate, an offering plate, since June 1996? No. June 1996, the last plate, offering plate I passed. Never in 33 years told anybody what I needed. Never asked anybody for money in 33 years in the ministry. And all around me, all kinds of thieves and robbers, begging for money, lying, making promises that cannot be kept. And today, we've got a government doing the same thing. You know why? They're the same spirit as our government. The government is the same spirit as our preachers, our sweet preachers, nice people. We better move on, Bob, before I start preaching.
Verse 10, for you are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe.
Oh, yes, and the same with me. The same I can say with me. Now, you are witnesses. God is my witness that I have obeyed God wholly, wholly, for more than 30 years in this building. And you didn't like what God commanded me to do. No. He gave me a wife, and it offended you, oh my God. It offended you, and even today, you wicked people have websites talking about me committing adultery. Why? That is a lie, and you'll pay for it. I obeyed God, and nothing but God. God gave Lisa to me, and I've obeyed every day since she left and when she was here. Amen. Now, no woman is going to bring this man down. God opposed me. Amen. Yeah, God opposed me. You can lie all you want to. Tell every lie that you want to tell. And you know what? If you don't repent of them, you will go to hell. Amen. Now, you couldn't get me to repent and lie. You couldn't get me, you know, to say that God didn't give her to me. You could not tell me that, no, not any time one day. You say, where she's at? Where is she? I have no idea where she's at, but she's in sin. And if she doesn't repent, she'll go to hell. Next.
Verse 11. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
Whoa. Exhorted? Everyone as children? Is that right? Would you read that again?
Sure. As you know how we exhorted and...
Exhorted and what?
Comforted.
And comforted you. All right.
And charged every one of you.
And charged every one of you. That's Lisa.
Amen.
Yeah?
As a father doth his children.
As a father doth his children. Next.
That you would walk worthy of God.
That you'd walk worthy of God.
Who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
Who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Honor. Next.
For this cause also thank we God without ceasing.
For this cause thank we God without ceasing.
Because when you received the word of God which you heard of us.
Because when you received the word of God which you heard from me.
You received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God.
You received it not as a word of men, but in truth as the word of God. Next.
Which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
Which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Next.
14. For you, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets, and have persecuted us, and they please not God, and are contrary to all men. Verse 16, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved, to fill up their sin always, for the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost.
Bob, do you know there's a bunch of women and men in the Dallas-Fort Worth that have done their utmost to forbid me from speaking the gospel, the word of truth, amen, and the word of God to the world. And they've done everything. They've done all kinds of wicked things. It's written. I've got it written down. But you know where it's written, Bob? In heaven. Amen. Right there by Joe Blow. Oh, you did this. And Jane Doe. You did this.
Amen.
And you're going to pay for trying to stop the preaching of my gospel, saith the Lord. Next.
17. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore, we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us.
Oh, Satan has hindered me. Oh, many times.
Right.
And he tries today more and more. There's a bunch of people. They are daughters and sons of Satan himself. And they're always trying to hinder me preaching the gospel. They can't do it.
Amen.
They can't stop me.
Amen.
Can't stop God. Next.
19. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? Last verse. For ye are our glory and joy. And that's all.